I'm joined now by NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer, formerly from Emporia, Kansas. But Clint, thank you very much for joining us and talking about your racing career. How's it been to be able to come back to the dirt tracks? And you talked earlier about the fact that IMCA modified racing is where it all started for you, actually. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's really neat to be able to come back here. I never raced out here in Hayes at this racetrack, but race a lot of modifieds, through the Midwest, mainly in the Kansas City area. But it feels good to be back here in a modified in Kansas. It's been a long time since I've put those two together. I've been racing some modifieds down in Florida and things, but to be back home in Kansas and having some dirt thrown in your face feels pretty good. I want to thank Crawford Supply. It's, We have two dirt late model teams that race all across the country, and they sponsor one of them that Jared Landers drives for me, and just couldn't be prouder of having a partner like Crawford Supply. Just the whole family is first class and so much fun to be around, and they're the reason I'm out here. So really want to say thank you to them.
One of the really cool things about you, and I suppose there have been a lot of other drivers out there too, the fact is that you were seen by one of the top owners in Richard Childress Racing, and he came to you and wanted to put you on his team. How was that? What kind of a feeling was that, and describe that?
It's huge. It's just a day. It changed your whole life. You'll never forget that. Timing's everything. You hear that so many times Man, just all the stars lined up for me. We were coming off a couple good years back in 2001, 2002, 2003. I started racing kind of part-time, on the asphalt deal and racing, dirt whenever I could, and got an opportunity to run an ARCA race in Nashville. And, man, I tell you, we almost won. It was the biggest race that I'd ever been in, and just so happened that Richard was watching it on TV. So, that was the one race that I can pinpoint that really changed my career.
Talk about now. You've been in NASCAR for 8 years and going in with Richard Childress and now with Michael Waltrip. How's it changed over those 8 years?
It's just, the sport's changed a lot, in the 8 years that I've been in it. But, couldn't be prouder to find a new home at NWR. Everybody's just really doing a good job. It's a young company. Haven't been in the sport very long. And he's toughed it out. He went through some tough years, stuck it out. We got a partner, Rob Kaufman, our other boss. And, man, it's just everything couldn't, I don't think it could be better. My teammates, Martin Truex, Mark Martin. I mean, how do you have a better teammate lineup than that? So just, we're in the hunt for the chase. Got to have a few good, weeks here, and we'll find ourselves in a chase and have a shot at winning a championship.
One of the best drivers in the world, Clint Bowyer, drives a 15 car for Michael Waltrip. But also your first win on the season this year was at Sonoma in a road course. Last week in a Pocono, you finished eighth there in the top 10. Now you got to go back to a road course again, Watkins Glen. How's that?
Well, it's quite a bit different beast. It seems like I've always been able to go to Sonoma, find good speed, and be pretty good out there. We go to Watkins Glen, struggle a little bit. I think we got a really good car. Obviously, we're bringing that same car back, and I think we'll find some speed. But, the drivers, he's got to hold his end of the deal up. Those road courses, you got to get up on a wheel and make things happen. There's no perfect setup on a road course. You got to kind of compensate and find the best package and make it happen.
Clint, appreciate the comment.
Thank you.